Thanks for the introduction, Dr. Chen. I'm just going to add that I've been doing this research project under supervision of Dr. Ha. Our research project is mainly about the cell concentration dependence of activity and selectivity of antimicrobial peptides. But first, let's see whether these antimicrobial peptides, or for short, AMPs. Oops. I'm sorry. Antimicrobial peptides are in fact natural antibiotics, which are found in the innate immunity of all living organisms. Their structure is similar to proteins, but mainly, typically less than 100 amino acids in their structure, so they are sometimes called short proteins. And their mechanism of action is mainly through pore formation, but there are also some AMPs that target intercellular components. Here I have a picture that shows you how these antimicrobial peptides kill their target membrane. On the left-hand side picture, we have E. coli, a gram-negative bacteria, without any AMP in the suspension. And on the right-hand side picture, we have this bacteria in the presence of AMP, and you see that how they have attacked the membrane of bacteria and have formed some pores on the membrane. But why these AMPs are interesting at all? The reason is that because so far they are the best candidates to solve the bacterial resistance problem. In fact, they're going to be the next generation of antibiotics. One of the most significant characteristics of these molecules is that they are cell selective. That is, they can selectively attack the bacteria in a crowd of host cells and kill them. But this selectivity is mainly because of the charge characteristics of these AMPs, because they are positively charged. But on the other hand, the lipid membrane of bacteria is more negatively charged compared to that of host cells. So this electrostatic interaction between them helps them to specify the bacteria in a crowd of host cells and kill them. But on the being bound to the membrane of to their target membrane, they can rupture it if their concentration on the membrane is above some threshold concentration, which is shown here by P over SR. And the fact that these AMPs can selectively rupture the membrane of bacteria over host cells is that this P over SR can be easily reached on the membrane of bacteria, but not on the host cells. This cell selectivity is a very important and is like a necessary characteristic for any drug. And there have been lots of research going to improve the cell selectivity of these AMPs. In our research project, we are interested to see how the choice of cell concentration can affect cell selectivity of these peptides, because in the experiments that have been done so far, they have considered unequal concentrations for host cells and bacterial cells. And this unequal choice of concentrations have caused some confusion in the peptide selectivity. So we need to systematically understand what's the relation between this cell concentration and the selectivity of these therapeutic agents. We have done coarse grain modeling. In our modeling, we consider these peptides as random coils in bulk and as positively charged disks on the membrane. In the free energy, we account for the most important interactions between peptides and membrane, such as electrostatic interaction, mechanical deformation of the membrane, and some other important interactions. Our results, the important thing is that we're going to calculate selectivity by calculating therapeutic index, which is in fact the ratio between MHC to MIC. MHC is short for minimum hemolytic concentration, which is the minimum concentration of AMPs that kill host cells. And MIC, which is short for minimum inhibitory concentration, the minimum concentration of these AMPs that kills bacteria. In fact, this MHC and MIC are some critical bulk concentrations at which the concentration of these AMPs on the membrane is around the threshold concentration P over LSR, and then finally we have membrane rupture. And the higher this therapeutic index, the better the AMP would be. We have done our calculation for an AMP from B venom, which is called melitene. Its charge is positive 6. We look at the molar ratio of peptide to lipids as a function of bulk concentration of these peptides for different cell concentrations and in two different cases of host and bacteria. Having p over s, having the experimental data for this threshold concentration on the membrane, we managed to extract MHC and MIC. And our results shows that the cell concentration does affect the antimicrobial activity and hemolytic activity of these peptides. MHC and MIC are increasing as cell concentration is increasing. That means these peptides are becoming less active against bacteria and less toxic against host cells as cell concentration is decreasing. And finally, the ratio which gives us the cell selectivity of these peptides is also affecting by cell concentration. As cell concentration increases, this the selectivity is decreasing. And we have done it for two different cases of equal concentration of host and bacteria. And another more realistic case where the cell concentration of host cells is fixed and the bacterial concentration is varying. So according to our results, this selectivity is not an intrinsic property of peptides, and we should be more cautious in choosing cell concentrations to measure cell selectivity of peptides. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you.